and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, the UK Health Security Agency has issued an alert for the NHS across England on signs and symptoms of meningitis. It's as a second university in Kent's affected by an outbreak of the disease in which two people have died. There are now 20 reported cases. Professor Andrew Lees from the University of Sheffield and says this kind of spread's rare.
We get roughly one case a day throughout the year up and down the country. And generally, we don't tend to get further cases. It tends to be a single random sporadic case. So to actually see it in a cluster like this is pretty unusual.
Divers have found the body of a teenage girl after a car crashed into a river in Cambridgeshire. Five people were in the vehicle when it went off a road near Wisbeach last night. Iran's new supreme leaders vowed revenge for the killing of the country's powerful security chief, Ali Larijani. His death's been followed by that of Intelligence Minister Esmail Khatib, the latest in a series of leading Iranian officials to die in Israeli strikes. Fly tippers in England could be forced to carry out unpaid clear-ups of streets, parks and dumping hotspots for up to 20 hours. Councils will be given new powers to make offenders clean rubbish under new government plans. Currently, they're only punished after being taken to court, but ministers hope to speed up enforcement. Here's Nature Minister Mary Cray.
Local authorities are reluctant to prosecute because often the costs of prosecution can take longer and there can be very little consequence at the end of it. This is about forcing the people who are dumping on our streets to actually clean up the sites that they have actually despoiled.
Newcastle trail Barcelona 3-2 going into the second half of their Champions League last 16 second leg in Spain. It's 4-3 to the Spanish giants on aggregate. And the UK's enjoyed the hottest day of the year so far. Temperatures passed 20 degrees in parts of London and Wales. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
Classic hits.
The 1980s. It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
And we're going to start tonight's show with two great British artists.
She always
Kite Radio. Real local radio. We'll be right back.
And a very warm welcome to tonight's 80s Rewind here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio with me, Simon Jobling. Wednesday night, 7 till 9, so that means 2 hours of 80s classic coming right up. And I'll also be giving you information about the tracks and the artists that we're going to hear on the show. And first up tonight was Phil Collins and Two Hearts, which was a track written by Lamont Dozier of Holland Dozier Holland fame and Motown success. And in my mind, this song really was the lesser of the two from the Buster film that Phil starred in, because I always think of Groovy Kind of Love as the big song. Shows how much I know, because this song not only won a Golden Globe, it won a Grammy, it would be a US number one, a huge worldwide hit, and number six here in 1988. And then just now we heard from The Police with Wrapped Around Your Finger, which was the second single from the Synchronicity album, written by Sting. And a bit like Every Breath You Take, it was a song about Sting's life. And he went on to say that it was really a spiteful song in his mind. Well, not unusually for early 80s police songs, it also had a bit of Greek mythology references in it and European literature references. Those went a little over my head, I have to say. But it was an atmospheric little number, certainly, and it would be The Police's last US top 10 hit, and it got to number 7 here in 1983. But now back to the music, and next up, Madonna and Who's That Girl, which was the title track of the film, and it came from what's been called her Latin pop period, really. Now, the song was written well after filming had started on the film, with both the film and the song originally called Slammer. But when Madge came to write the lyrics, well, she couldn't find a good rhyme for Slammer, so she got the song and the film title changed to Who's That Girl. Now, that's what you call girl power, eh? Well, slightly surprising to me, this was one of her most successful tracks, a chart topper in a lot of countries, and a transatlantic number one in 1987.
Your spirit.
Classic hits from the 1980s.
It's the 80s Rewind.
Red Kite Radio.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5. For service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Want to move. Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder. But you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in. And the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and you never get the credit.
After Who's That Girl, there we have another very well-known film tune, don't we? 9 to 5, written and performed by Dolly Parton, who would win a couple of Grammys for the song. And the film was Dolly's big screen debut, but the song and Dolly's career have gone on to inspire a theatre adaptation of the film, with 20 of Dolly's songs included in it. Well, this one, 9 to 5, was another US number one, but just a number 47 here in 1981. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we're back with an artist that I'm sure you'll recognise, but perhaps not the song. It's Chris Rea and Ace of Hearts. And in his long career, amazingly, Chris would only have 2 top 10 hits in the UK. He had a lot that were sort of not top 40, but got in the top 75. And this one, well, it didn't even quite make that group, as on its original release in 1984, it made number 79. On its re-release a year later, it made just number 78. But it sounds like a good Chris Rea song to me.
Red Kite Radio.
Need some instant cash? Aylesbury Bullion are paying top prices for scrap and precious metals, including unwanted jewellery, coins and watches. Part exchange available. Aylesbury Bullion on the High Street.
So much more than you bargained for.
It's the time of year to make the most of your garden. And here at Haddenham Garden Centre, we're always here to help with expert advice. We've a huge range of seeds, plants and containers to suit all gardens. Not forgetting garden tools and accessories to keep it looking great. You can add a touch of class with our superb garden furniture range, outdoor lighting, decorations and brilliant barbecues. So come and see what's new at Haddenham Garden Centre. And while you're here, visit the farm shop with its deli and butcher's counter.
So much more than you bargained for.
Haddenham Garden Centre, family run for over 40 years.
Classic hits.
107.2.
Red Kite Radio.
Kept himself so high and free, caught up in the highest game of all, and all my defenses tumble and fall, and only the ace of hearts can save me now. Up against my window pane, suddenly I realize, as the tears start to flow like rain from the sky, only the ace of hearts can save me now. I said only the ace of hearts can save me now.
Hits for Tame, Haddenham and Cheersley.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
Driving down those city streets.
Jones there on your Red Kite Radio with Pull Up to the Bumper. Now, it's difficult to categorise this one. It's been called post-punk, electro, dance pop, and more besides that. But I can tell you the suggestive lyrics, well, they were by Grace herself, and she, of course, will always be remembered in this country, certainly, for setting about Russell Harty on his TV programme. Do you remember that? Well, this would be her bestseller as a song and number 53 here in 1981. But when it was re-released in 1986, it made it all the way to number 12. Now, I just want to give a shout out to one of my colleagues and to Mark Yacard, because our popular programme Sunday Brunch on Red Kite Radio has a new presenter, and it is Juanita Hughes. The regular features in the show will include Catherine Jones's book review at 10:30 a.m, which is always worth listening to, and that's on the first Sunday of the month, and also Thought for the Week, which is courtesy of the Wychert Benefice, every Sunday at 12:10 p.m. New features on the show will include the local lowdown with a focus on local What's On events, the story behind your name, Sunday words of wisdom, speak like a Scot, and hidden gems. So much you just can't afford to miss it, really. Well, Juanita will be with you between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. every Sunday on 107.2 Red Kite Radio. But next up for us, it's Freddie McGregor and Just Don't Want to Be Lonely. Now, Freddie was a Jamaican artist whose career began at the tender age of just 7 years old when he joined a band. Well, he would be very popular in his homeland all the way through the 80s especially, and he'd have a few very minor hits here as well as this one, but this was his biggest by far, a number 9 in 1987.
80s Rewind.
Red Kite Radio.
Classic hits from the 1980s.
Love, the incomparable song that absolutely defined my college career. Of course, it was initially a Northern Soul classic, originally recorded by Gloria Jones in 1964, and on that track there was a certain Glenn Campbell playing guitar. Well, the track would be Soft Cell's follow-up to an unsuccessful debut single called Memorabilia. And I have to say, the 12-inch version of this, a mashup with the Supremes' Where Did Our Love Go, is an absolute masterpiece, even though Mark Almond said it cost the two of them in Soft Cell a lot in royalties. Well, this song, it is 80s pop royalty. It is a chart topper in 1981. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we're back with Denise Williams and Let's Hear It for the Boy, which is another song from a film, this time from the film Footloose. And Denise had had a UK number one with her debut hit, The Ballad Free, way back in 1977. And she'd also had a US number one with her duet with Johnny Mathis, Too Much, Too Little, Too Late, a year after that. But this would be her second US number one, but it was kept off the top of our chart by Wake Me Up Before You Go Go in 1984.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do? Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Were you out when your favourite show was broadcast? Or did you enjoy a show so much that you'd like to listen to it again? Either way, our brand new Listen Again feature is here to help. Just head over to our website at redkiteradio.com, click Listen Again on the menu bar at the top, and select the show and the date when it was broadcast. Our wonderful Listen Again feature will let you play a show when you like, as many times as you like. You'll never have to miss a show on Red Kite Radio ever again.
Get the party started every Friday night at 7pm with the Weekend Warm-Up Show with me, Daniel Ashman, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2. From the hottest 90s rave classics to those noughties dance floor bangers, I'll be bringing you the beats that will get you in the mood to hit the weekend hard. Crank up the volume, let loose, and get ready to dance. The Weekend Warm-Up Show is your perfect start to the weekend. So tune in every Friday at 7pm, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2.
For Tame, Haddenham and Monks Risborough.
Red Kite Radio.
classic hits.
Red Kite Radio.
The Chris Rea song that we heard earlier, that's another song where I'm sure you knew the artist, the unmistakable sound of Aha, but did you know the track? Well, it's actually called You're the One, and the Norwegian band, when you look them up, they've had some real longevity in our charts because they had top 20 albums right the way up until 2022 and had top 40 singles, the last one being only 20 years ago. Well, this single came towards the end of their most successful period in the chart from the mid to late 80s. It was a number 13 in 1988. Now, we're approaching the 8 o'clock news, but I hope you can stick with me for hour two of the show because I've got some Bryan Adams, Skritti Pitti, Eurythmics and many more besides, all coming up in hour two after the news. Just before that, two songs to take us up to the news, and the last one for this hour will be In Excess and Need You Tonight, which was the lead single from the excellent album Kick, and it would give In Excess their only US number one, and it would also be far and away their biggest UK single. In fact, it would be their only top 10 single in this country, and it was only kept off the top of our chart by the huge Bee Gees single You Win Again. Just before that, we're going to have the first of two power ballads on the show tonight. And when you think of power ballads, this has got to be a prime example. The Power of Love, written and performed by the US singer Jennifer Rush. And it was a number one across Europe and Canada, and a bit surprisingly again, not a big hit in America. But it topped the chart here for 5 weeks, and with the best-selling single in the UK of 1985.
The whispers in the morning of lovers sleeping tight are rolling by like thunder now as I look in your eyes. I hold on to your body and feel each move. I am your lady.
Red Kite Radio, where you'll hear different songs every day.
FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.